Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, the holy days are over. 2011 is here, and there's only one more BCS bowl game to be played, the national championship game on Monday. And you know, some Christmas decorations may still be lingering, but all in all, the everyday routines of life and work and school have started to settle back into the routines that they are. Well, Happy New Year and welcome to Pebbles of Truth, the radio feature for House on the Rock Family Ministries. And we trust you and your family had a wonderful Christmas and New Year. We missed being with you over these last couple of weeks, but we know that with this new year comes with those well-intended resolutions, those gym memberships and weight loss programs and reading pledges, the promises to do this. We know they're all part of that New Year's ritual. How about you, Bruce? Do you make any New Year's resolutions this year?
Well, I've never done too well in keeping those caps. So, you know, I get off to a rip-roaring start, then I fade into a blaze of glory. But, you know, it always is a good time to take a little inventory of our lives and to reestablish things that are important, our priorities, so to speak. And, you know, that's one thing that we all struggle with, keeping the main thing the main thing. And that word gym keeps me straightened out.
Oh, really? What's the connection between gym and your priorities?
Well, you know me, I'm an acrostic guy, and G-Y-M can stand for God first, Y, you second, and then M, me last.
Well, that's pretty good, Bruce. That's pretty good. Pretty easy to remember as well. Mm-hmm. And of course, the importance in that order as well, God, others, and you, is important as well. But what is the Bible, does the Bible really give us a sense of what our priorities should be?
I think so. You know, we know that the greatest commandment is to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then to love our neighbors as ourselves. And those two commandments form for us a set of priorities. But I think there's a progression that Paul gives us in the book of Ephesians, where he explains who we are in Christ in chapters 1, 2, and 3. And then he walks us through in chapters 4, 5, and 6, the so what. What should our lives look like because of it? And it's in those verses that Paul says that we're to walk with God first, then our spouses, then our children, and then in our vocational position.
Whoa. Let's go through those again a little slower.
All right. Yeah, that was a mouthful. But while we're walking through them this time, I want you to visualize a Mayan pyramid. You know what they look like, right?
Yeah, kind of a pair of ascending staircase back to back.
Right. And in Ephesians 4, verses 1 through chapter 5, verse 20, Paul explains our need to be walking in the light, or our walk with God. Now, I want you to imagine that our walk with God is that widest, longest foundational piece, the base, so to speak, of our pyramid. And that can be verified again by the greatest commandment to love God. And that is to be our first and most important priority, to love God. In fact, I think we're going to see that all the other priorities in our life are going to be determined by how well we're walking with God. Mm-hmm. And then Paul talks to us in chapter 5, verse 21 to 23, about our walks together as husbands and wives. So, you know, now that you have that bottom level of our walk with God, visualize a piece just a little bit smaller. It says our walk with spouse on there. And then in chapter 6, verses 1 through 5, Paul talks about fathers and sons and parents and children, and it suggests that our family is to be the next level of priority on our pyramid. So now we have walk with God, walk with spouse, and our walk with children. And then finally, in chapter 6, verses 5 through 10, Paul talks about our lives at work, slaves and masters, and that's the fourth level. And then once our life gets in order there, our walk with God, spouse, kids, and work, we need to stand firm and put on the armor of God, because the enemy's coming to take us down.
You know, Bruce, that's a very helpful picture, too, and we're going to try and post that on our website, pebblesoftruth.com, so our listeners can go out and take a look at it in a little bit more detail. But it seems to me that we get our lives upside down pretty quickly, that work and kids generally come before our spouses and God.
And that excellent insight, Cap. And how stable is a pyramid that's upside down?
Not very. It's going to tumble over pretty easily. Well, we want to talk a little bit more about these priorities in more details over the next couple of weeks here on Pebbles of Truth. So until then, let's keep building our house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again, or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.